It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I've always thought this was a cool word, and it sounds very fancy. It's doppelganger.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds German, maybe, I don't know.
Isn't that what the fork is called in The Little Mermaid?
The doppelganger?
Yeah, the fork. She calls the fork the doppelganger.
Oh, I thought...
Someone smack him.
I thought it was that thing on 85. For the doppelganger weather forecast.
I used to like the word. But a doppelganger, if you don't know, is kind of someone who looks like another person. So okay. You might have a doppelganger. There might be someone running around the area who looks enough like you that people are convinced that they saw you.
Okay, I made a mistake. The Little Mermaid, the fork is called the dingle hopper.
Oh,
that's what she calls a fork.
Yeah, I had that one time. Went to the doctor.
Yeah.
Got it fixed. Yeah. Fixed this dingle hopper.
Gen Z has come up with a new version called a choppelganger.
What?
Okay. A choppelganger is someone else that you look like, but you're the uglier version.
Oh,
or maybe they're
no.
the uglier version. But the choppelganger is an uglier version
of you.
So, like, it might be a compliment if someone says, oh, my gosh, Tori, your doppelganger is Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, my gosh. What? Stop it. She's like, obviously the chopple hanger.
Ganger.
Whatever it's called.
The dingle hopper.
Right.
It goes worse because sometimes someone might say, oh, you are Mick Jagger's choppelganger.
Ooh.
And that's not a compliment so much.
No, because he's not.
I mean, if you are the choppelganger in that relationship, that's bad.
Choppelganger.
Choppel, whatever.
Doppelganger and choppelganger.
Okay.
And apparently, this has been picking up steam on social media. On TikTok, there are people who are talking about different choppelgangers. And there are some examples. They said that Ellen DeGeneres is a choppelganger of Joe Montana, the football player.
Oh, wow.
That's kind of mean.
And he's an older football player, too.
They said Joe Rogan is a choppelganger of the Michelin Man.
Is he gained weight? Jeez.
I don't know. That might be. But, yeah, the Michelin Man, you know, you think about the bald head and the kind of rounded areas there.
Okay, well, I don't think of him as overweight, but his head kind of does look like Michelin Man.
They said that David Letterman is a choppelganger of Charles Darwin, which you're going to have to know a little history there. But if you do ever look up Charles Darwin, David Letterman looks a little like him.
Yeah, he's got his podcast now. He looks like ZZ Tower. But he got one of those big long beards. He looks like he's been living in the woods in a cabin by himself for about 10 years.
He might have.
Yeah.
Jared Leto, is that how you say it?
Jared Leto.
Leto, I'm sorry. Jared Leto.
Lego.
Lego my Leto.
Lego my ego.
So he is a choppelganger of Jesus. That one's the kind of weird one because you don't think of Jesus as being ugly.
Well, that would be the guy that plays Jesus on The Chosen.
Oh my gosh, I love that
okay.
show.
Yeah. They said Steve Buscemi, you know who he is. Mm-hmm. He's the actor, he's kind of odd looking. They said he is a choppelganger of E.T.
Oh.
I think it's the other way around. I think E.T. is the uglier one in that group.
If I'm honest, even doppelganger, now I can't get it right, is testy. Because you ever say, oh, you look like that person.
Yeah.
And they're like, who? And then you say who it is, and they go, oh.
Oh.
And you're like, but they're the choppelganger of you.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's still kind of bad. But it's like when I told you Scarlett Johansson, you were like, yes, thank you.
Well, obviously, but so we look nothing alike
you
either.
You want to try to make it, well, maybe if you had blonde hair.
And like a lot of other things, but yes.
Well, I don't know.
Basically twinsies.
Yeah. You're like the second Black Widow.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm her stunt double. Uh-huh. The one when her face is covered and you also can't see her body.
Uh-huh. Tori, you're being too hard on yourself.
I don't look like Scarlett Johansson. Come on now.
Well, it's just what I think.
You really think that? Okay. That was mean. For like 2 seconds, I thought really good about myself.
I'm trying to think honestly who you would look like.
I got told the girl from Seinfeld.
Oh,
Elaine.
I don't know if I see that.
No,
but she's the choppelganger, if that's true.
But you do dance like her.
We do share those moves.
Yeah. All right,
at the Christmas party, I saw that.
I have two doppelgangers. I am the choppelganger for two people. Kevin Bacon.
What?
Yeah, a lot of people said I look like Kevin Bacon.
I'm sorry.
And then Brian Adams, the Canadian singer.
You like the turkey bacon's what you are. I'm not Kevin Bacon.
Oh, no. I've been told I look like two people. The guy from, the Karate Kid series on that.
Oh, the bad guy.
Yeah.
The blonde.
Yeah.
Cobra Kai.
Yeah, Cobra Kai, yeah.
Yes, that blonde guy in there.
I can kind of see that. I let maybe the blonde kind of 40 years ago. Out.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then Matthew McConaughey, I think.
I don't see that one at all.
I think that was what it was.
Didn't you say someone said Ellen DeGeneres?
Oh, I see that.
No, I think somebody wrote in, a listener wrote that in.
Oh, well.
But they're kind of right.
No, they're not.
Well, thanks.
No, yeah. No. I mean, she's his doppelganger. He's the better looking one.
Yeah.
What about Hawk?
I'm Denzel Washington.
I nailed it.
Everybody says that.
If he could be Kevin Bacon, he can be Denzel.
Okay.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
A lot of people getting sick right now. In a survey, 29% of people say they actually like getting sick once in a while.
Why?
They like it, and I've got the reasons why in just a second.
Because Tori is trying to get sick right now. She came in with a red nose, and she said she's had a little bit of maybe I'm getting sick feeling.
I told you the red nose was a pimple. It does not have anything to do with the sickness.
Okay.
I pretend like you're sick.
No, I think she said she might be getting sick too. Well,
then can you just explain the drippiness? What's that?
You don't want to know.
Pus from the zit.
It's oozing. I don't like getting sick, but when I am, I lose weight. I don't eat as much.
Yeah.
I don't go out and spend money. I get a lot of sleep.
Yeah.
Because like I reset myself.
Wow. I hate getting sick.
Yeah, and I need to lose a little bit of weight right now, so perfect time for
go over there, Tori, get by it.
Yeah. So here's the reasons why they like being sick. They get to catch up on sleep.
Yeah.
They're just wore out. It's like, okay, I can catch up on some sleep and not feel guilty about it.
But depending on what kind of sleep it actually keeps, I mean, sickness, it actually keeps you up. Because, like, if you're stuffy, it's hard to sleep.
That can be true, but I usually take enough cold medicine to knock me out anyway.
So does my husband, which makes him snore, which also keeps me up.
Yeah. It's also good, like when you're sick, you can fake an extra day where you really aren't sick when you're like coming out of the sickness and you can still lay around and everybody else thinks it's okay. And you know what you do and you're just sitting there watching, you know, whatever you want to watch. That's the price is right.
That's what I always hated when I was a kid is you would lay out from school.
Yeah.
And then we didn't have cable.
Yeah.
This was like we lived in a place where you had three channels. My parents were cheap. And I think because of their religion, they didn't want us to be tempted by HBO.
Yeah.
So I basically got to watch Price is Right and soap operas all day. By midday, I was like, I wish I'd have gone to school.
Yeah. And nowadays, they make you catch up and do all the catch up work from school.
Yeah, that's not right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I'd rather be behind.
Behind on schoolwork?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, then do it at home.
They say just getting to lay around all day is another reason they like being sick. So it's kind of the same as catching up on sleep. Binge watching was number three on the list. So watching whatever you want to, maybe watching reels all day.
These things sound like everything I do every day.
Yeah, binge watching is basically you've got enough time to sit and watch a series on Netflix.
Okay. Not having to go to work was mentioned. Obviously, that's, you know, why you like being sick.
You know what, though? I saw someone say that we should get healthy days off instead of sick days. Because they're like, you know, I feel too good to be wasting it at work. I'm taking the day off.
Well, those are personal days or sick days when you lie.
Hey, you know what? And when it comes to sick days, if you're faking it, they say women are better at playing hooky than men when it comes to skipping days at work.
How is that?
Let's see. They were saying men are twice as likely to get caught as women. 4 in 10 people say they avoid social media during the sick days, and 5% say they use sites like Facebook, Instagram, and all that stuff to get some sympathy from everybody to show their sick face or whatever.
Oh, see, I don't like that.
Yeah, and then they really didn't say, they just say more men get caught than women when they are playing hooky.
Gotcha.
I think because a lot of bosses won't question a woman. She has a little more excuses to be sick.
Could be.
That I don't think they want to question the women. That they question the men. Why are you sick?
I just always tell him diarrhea.
Yeah,
that usually stops all questioning.
And a lot of times you don't have to miss work for that reason.
Oh, but they don't want me there. I haven't been making it every time.
I told you I was at Walmart and I saw one of my sister's coworkers during the day. It's been years ago. She goes, "Oh my gosh, don't tell anybody you saw me here. I called in sick today."
Yeah.
And she's out shopping.
And they say, what was that? Bumping into coworkers are a reason people get busted or posting on Facook or social media sites.
You don't go to the regular places.
No. Well,
if you think about it, it used to be a lot easier to get away with it.
Yeah.
But now with social media, you might get caught in a background picture you didn't even know was being taken.
29% of people say they actually feeling or getting sick so they can lay out of work. They also say that eating and drinking whatever they want to when they're sick is a reason they like to get sick.
You can do that without being sick.
Yeah. I do.
Yeah.
I eat less.
There ain't nothing like a Coke, though. When you're sick, for some reason, it just tastes so much better, and I don't know why.
I like Sprite when I'm sick.
Yeah.
Or ginger ale.
You can have about 12 of them, and it's okay.
Yeah.
And no one's, you know, not going to say anything. And then 25% of people say they tend to revert back to their childhood self when they get sick, becoming a bit dependent on everybody around them. So, "I'm sick. Can you bring me the remote? I'm sick. Can you bring me something to eat?"
And, you know, I have a friend who's really good about that. Anybody that's sick in our group of friends, she's there for them. She'll go to the store. She'll go pick up their meds. She'll go buy them platters of food and take it. And I'm not that person. You're sick? Oh.
I'll be praying for you.
Well, you know, I'm not going to hang out with you this time. But yeah, it's good to have a good friend like that.
It is. I need one.
Well, you got your wife.
She ain't like that.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
You've probably heard someone say, "It's like riding a bike. Once you've learned, you never forget."
Yeah.
And that may be true of some things. But there are a lot of skills that if you don't use them, you lose them.
Ooh.
Use it or lose it skills.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They ask people, what are some of the most use it or lose it skills? So it's kind of the opposite of the riding a bike thing.
All right.
I know for me that the number one answer is the same as the number one answer here, and that is foreign languages.
Oh,
if you don't keep up, then that Spanish you learned in high school will be gone soon.
Oh,
what did you say,
Kato?
See. What are we supposed to be looking at?
French too.
What are we supposed to see? I don't remember those languages.
But I'm sorry, I don't think that it's true about riding a bike either.
Really?
Okay.
I think you could get on a bike and ride it right now.
And I didn't do well the last time.
Okay. Here's one that won't apply to much of us, probably anyone but me, but software coding. Ooh. It's if you don't do it regularly, it starts to get very difficult.
I didn't even do it when I was in school and had to take the class.
Okay.
I paid a guy in pizza so that he would do it for me.
Well, if you had learned it, you would have forgotten it by now.
Was that the X's and O's?
No.
Okay. The ones and zeros?
Not really.
Okay.
I couldn't tell you. I didn't take the class.
Yeah, I know. Me neither.
Someone said Morse code. I don't know anyone who knew Morse code. That's like maybe our parents' generation.
Well, I think that like Army people and the Navy and SEALs and all that stuff.
I don't know if they still use that or not.
When they say it's still good to know SOS, because if you ever need to call out for help.
......
Is that what it is?
Yep. Okay. I think. Pretty sure. Flying a plane. They say after a month away, your landings start to get rough, and after a year off, you'll need at least a few flights with an instructor before it's safe to be flying again.
Yeah, same with car.
It shouldn't be.
You take it, don't drive for a week or two, and you get back in there. It feels different.
Or driving someone else's car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's always weird.
All right, this is one that I'm really concerned about, but performing cardiovascular surgery. I guess you get bad at it if you don't keep up to practice, so you might want to ask your surgeon when's the last surgery he did.
And what study did they do? It's like, hey, you know what? You've been off a while. We need you to come in. It's been 8 years since you did that. Tony, he's going to operate on you. We're doing a study.
They asked people.
Trial run.
Yeah.
They said, hey, what is a lose it or use it skill? I don't think they actually brought people in to do surgery. Spreadsheets.
Yeah.
That's something that if you don't do them regularly, you lose the skill.
Hey, right. Folding a fitted sheet.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
Math. That is very true. You know, I took calculus in college. I have a minor in mathematics. And my son is in high school, and he's doing stuff. I'm like, I have no idea how to do that. He's like, Dad, are you stupid? I'm like, no, I just haven't done it in 30 years.
That happened to me when my kid was in second grade. I'm sorry, son. I can't help you.
I very much worry about the day where Michael realizes that I am kind of stupid when it comes to math. Because he's going to be like, Mom, are you stupid? And I'm going to be sitting there crying like, I am.
Nowadays, the math that they do in third grade was what we did like in sixth or seventh. It's crazy how advanced it's become.
But you got to use the excuse my parents use, because I never knew they didn't know. It's just that they would tell me, if I showed you how to do that, you wouldn't learn anything. So
which is exactly how you would learn it.
You'd learn it yourself.
Well, if they showed you how to do it, you would learn it. That's what the teacher does. Yeah. They lied to you, Cato.
Who?
Your parents.
I know, because they didn't know how to do it.
Exactly.
I know, but you didn't know that as a kid.
Right, yeah.
You think you look up to your parents.
Yeah, you're like, man, they're smart. They want me to learn.
They
this.
Want me to learn on my own, because if they showed me, I wouldn't be learning anything.
So many kids listening just went, oh my gosh, that's why they say that.
No, I hope they're in school now.
Oh, true.
Okay, they say play golf is something you get rusty at if you don't do it every day.
Yeah, that's true.
Also chess. I never was good at chess to begin with. I can't look that far ahead and see, oh my gosh, if I jump here, they're going to jump there.
Am I the only one that took chess pieces and played checkers?
Probably not, Cato.
Okay, good.
All right. Remembering your passwords. And they don't mean the actual skill of it, but they mean actually remembering. Like, if you don't type it in for a few months,
you're right.
It's gone.
Yeah.
You're like, I have a password for this?
Remember that time I changed? Because back in, they used to have us change ours every so many months.
Right.
I literally changed mine. 15 minutes later, I couldn't remember it. I had to reach out to engineering, fill out a ticket, to have my password reset. Listen, like, in 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mine is so disorganized. I mean, I can't even find my own password. So I'm worried about a hacker. Like, you know, I got use passwords in a little book or something. And my mom, same way, all disorganized. Oh, and about three for the same, like, you know, it's Spectrum password. I'm like, you got three of them. You know, pick one. Good grief.
All right. This one is important. They say if you don't do this, you will lose it. And that is burping the alphabet. If you don't guzzle a soft drink every morning and practice, that skill just slips away.
I have never had that. That's not my gift to the world.
But you have a gift. When's the last time you played?
Oh, my armpit?
Yeah.
Now I can do that. Just drop of the hat.
Okay.
I'm like, I didn't lose that skill.
All right. And ironically, Cato, you were right. Riding a bike. Someone said, I went 20 years without riding one, and it was actually really difficult.
Oh, wow.
I still think I could just get on a bike and ride it.
You know, it's a little more wobbly than you remember.
Yes.
Mm. I got on one recently, and I was like, I don't feel like I need a driver's license for this.
Training wheels.
My brother crashed before we got out of the yard.
Yeah.
We were like when you were a kid or now?
In a couple of years, a few years ago.
Okay.
And then I crashed on down the road. I crashed into the grass. My niece was laughing at me.
What was so hard about it?
Just keeping stable.
I see.
And probably a few cocktails beforehand.
Well, you can't be drinking and driving a bicycle.
Apparently not.
That's more dangerous than a car.
We need to bring a bike in and try it. I would like to see if I could still ride one.
I
could. I think I could ride one with ease.
You can barely get up from the floor sometimes.
I might need someone to lift me up on it.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Have you heard of the app called Are You Dead? It's overseas right now, and it's topping the app charts. It's called Are You Dead?
I have never heard of it. What's the deal? I mean, I think you would know.
Well, the app requires users to tap a confirmation button daily to signal that they're alive.
Okay, I may have heard about it if it's where it sends out a message if you don't.
If someone fails to check in for two consecutive days, the service automatically alerts the pre-selected emergency contact so they can come over and check on you.
Okay.
Which I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, but
it would sound like trouble to me.
What?
Because you're going to forget, and all these people are going to be rushing over with 911, and you're like, oh, crap, I forgot about that app.
It's kind of like the modern-day Life Alert.
Yeah, I'm falling, and I can't get up.
Yeah.
But see, like for me being single, if I hadn't heard from my friends recently, I'll just go 2 days, and they'll call, right? Or they'll stop by.
Yeah.
Plus, you got Life 360 now. You can just put a few people on there, and they'll know everything you do.
Okay, but do they know if you're alive or not? I mean,
if you ain't moved in 3 or 4 days.
Well, that could be a weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, you ain't moved. This thing shows when you're walking around your house.
Oh. Okay, that's good. So, anyway.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a privacy invasion like crazy.
That's what I was just thinking. Like, oh, in the toilet again.
Kids these days share it with their friends.
Yeah.
That way they know when they're at the same place or if they're trying, they're mauled, they're trying to find each other. You can just literally see each other walking towards it.
Have you ever used the Google map to try to get somewhere? I was in the hospital, St. Francis downtown, trying to get to the ER side of it. And I'm in the main lobby. I'm literally walking down hall after hall following my Google Maps.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going further away from the ER. Let me turn around and go down this hall. I never did find.
You mean the little blue light was going the wrong direction? So you walked a little bit and you're like, oh, nope, wait, got to turn around.
Yeah, got to turn around and go back this way to go to the ER.
Yeah. Bless your heart.
Well, a lot of people, especially when they are older, they have a code. Like, you know, my mom would text me and make sure, you know, that she's up and alive. Because, I want to make sure that she's okay because she's gotten older.
I'm usually talking to somebody every day.
Yeah, my mom and I text good night and good morning every day just to kind of make sure everybody's good.
When do you do that?
What do you mean?
So, like, for instance, my dad has gotten older to make sure he doesn't fall and we don't know about it. We have, like, a camera in the living room and one in the kitchen so we can kind of check in and see. He's still got his privacy when he needs it, but we can see if he's fallen.
Well, for this app, it's not that expensive, though. I'm like, you can just download it, and that person can tap if they're alive just to let you know.
Yeah, cameras are $30.
People who live alone, they say at any stage, need something like this. It's not only for the older folks, but just people that live alone with a bunch of cats or whatever, you know. That's another reason to check in.
And that's, I have feared that.
Yeah.
That something happened to me and, you know, my friends, nobody knows about it.
No one checks on you. Yeah.
But I went a few days. I just didn't feel like talking to anyone. It's been about a month ago. And literally, friends were calling my family. And
they're worried about you.
They were like, hey, texting, going, if you do not answer, I'm going to come to your house kind of thing.
They were threatening you.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't want you over here. But yeah, so I know that they would look out for me if they didn't hear
from
me.
A lot of people are complaining, saying that it's like a fatalistic name for are you dead? Are you dead? They say they want to change name. Can you put like maybe are you okay? ?
Yeah.
Instead of are you dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one's business what you name your app. Well, don't use it if you don't like the name.
Well, it plays off another popular app overseas, Are You Hungry? And I think this one works like you've cooked too much food. They don't want to waste food. And it's like, are you hungry?
Wow.
Like your mom would cook a bunch of stuff. And I guess she taps it, are you hungry, to everybody out there? Come on over. I got some leftover meatloaf and mashed potatoes.
I would like that. Yeah. Especially if they delivered.
Yeah.
Instead of having to order from like DoorDash, you just be like, oh, look, there's someone down the street who made some extra dumplings tonight.
But see, my mom will call when she has extra food. She goes, come on down. It's a 30-minute drive to get there, Mom. I don't know if it's worth it sometimes.
I know, right?
That's your mama's cooking now.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, aren't you coming to Greenville? Bring me a plate.
Oh, yeah. If you deliver, I would take you
I'll
up on this.
I'll meet you at the church outside.
Yeah.
That's a lot to ask.
It's like, you know, Dad Dash or whatever. Just have Dad bring it over.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.